USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is on the brink of losing 500,000 people to COVID-19. After a year of the pandemic, the running total of lives lost is just about 498,000. The figure compiled by Johns Hopkins University surpasses the number of people who died in 2019 of chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, Alzheimer's, flu, and pneumonia combined. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland's confirmation hearing is underway. The Senate Judiciary Committee began questioning Garland this morning. Garland noting he has not spoken with President Biden about the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes.
The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. The streaming service Disney Plus decided over the weekend that The Muppet Show can only be seen with an adult present because the program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honore claimed U.S. Capitol Police and the House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms were complicit in the Capitol riot last month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tapped Honore to lead the investigation into the security of the U.S. Capitol after the attack on January 6th. Many Republicans on Capitol Hill questioning the pick of General Honore, including Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
So when it comes to General Honore, I mean, when you take a look at his tweets, you take a look at what an extreme partisan he is the last person. Yeah, I don't know the man, but I think he's the last person that ought to be heading any kind of investigation. And, of course, Lindsey Graham and I called for an completely independent investigation shortly after the breach on the 6th and something independent of Congress. It's difficult to figure out how to do that when you have a president that's a Democrat and you have total control by Congress of Democrats. But we need a more independent and fair investigation of this, and I don't think we'll get it with the general that Nancy Pelosi has appointed.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The San Francisco School Board has decided to put on hold its plans to rename 44 schools, including those named after George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Board Commissioner Gabriela Lopez saying reopening will be our only focus until children and young people are back in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.